if you're a PC gamer and you like playing Helldivers 2, you may want to pay attention to this because things have gotten weird. Today, PlayStation and Arrowhead have announced via the Helldivers 2 Steam page and also the Helldivers 2 Twitter page that a change is coming. So basically, there's a mandate that as of May 6th, players on the PC will start to see mandatory logins to log into the PlayStation Network. And as of June 4th, that will be a forced login. And if you don't adhere to this, you will not be able to log in to play Helldivers 2 ever again on your Steam account, which is kind of a big problem. So when the game first came out, there was a technical issue that didn't allow for cross-platform play, so Arrowhead made the linking to the PlayStation account an optional thing, which was fine. However, now that grace period is over, and now you're being required to log into PlayStation Network, which doesn't sit right for a lot of people, and I completely understand why it's happening. Now, when I first heard the news this morning, I was like, this is not a big deal, because when you log into an Xbox published title on PC, you're required to have a Microsoft or Xbox Live account. Or if you play Rockstar games, you need to have a Rockstar account. And it's just various accounts on PC platforms. However, the problem here is that if you play this game, if you play Helldivers 2 on the PC, you have a Steam account. But PlayStation Network accounts are not worldwide. There are various regions and countries that do not have access to PlayStation Network. And there has not been any word from Sony as to when those countries are going to get them. So we'll use Siberia as an example, because I know that's one place that doesn't have access to PSN. So if you've been playing Helldivers 2 ever since it came out, now all of a sudden you're being forced to log into the game, but you can't get access to a PSN account, or you can't create a PSN account, that means you're locked out of this game. You're locked out of the game that you paid however amount of money for, and that's complete BS. Now, the other thing is, you couldn't go and make a PlayStation Network account and use another address. Like, for example, if I was in Siberia, I couldn't use an address in, say, North America, because eventually it would get to a point where it says, hey, I need your billing information. And I can't say, here's my Siberia-based credit card or debit card, because it's going to go, hey, look, you don't live in North America, because I can see your billing address is here. So what are you trying to do? And you can't create the account. So for people who get around that, it's also against terms of service to make an account where you don't live. So that's kind of a problem. As it stands, since this news has been brought to light, the game Helldivers 2 has been getting negative reviews over on Steam. People are harassing Arrowhead Game Studios, which I have to say, this is not their fault. They have been blindsided just as much as we have been. We've talked to the community managers. They said, look, it's not us. We didn't know they were going to do this. Now we're trying to figure out how to get around this issue, because we're trying to talk to Sony and they're not giving us the answers that we need. So Arrowhead is having a lot of issues right now, so they don't need people going on Twitter or going on a Discord or yelling out at them on Steam. They have been blindsided. They're trying to make this work. They are very frustrated because at the end of the day, they said, look, we just want to make games. We want to make games that people enjoy, and this is a big problem for us. So you're going to be affected by this. What exactly can you do? Well, first of all, I would go to Steam and say, look at this situation, give them all the information, give them the links, and say, in a month, I will not be able to play this game because I cannot make a PlayStation Network account. I want a refund. And if you get denied, go back and ask for a refund. Keep going until somebody understands that this is out of your control, because you've had hundreds of hours of playing this game that you enjoyed, and all of a sudden you can't play anymore. It's not your fault. You won't be able to play it. So you should be entitled to a refund. I wouldn't go harass Arrowhead because they know what's going on. Well, they don't know exactly what is going on with Sony, but they are aware of the issue. They are aware that people are frustrated. Trust me, they are looking just as much as we are, and they want to get this resolved. I would hit up Sony on Twitter. I would email Sony as much as you can and tell them that you don't agree with the situation and that it's going to affect a lot of people. I'm looking at the Steam page right now and looking at all the positive reviews being moved to negative, and it is crazy. Now, Sony is saying they're doing this because they want to help with the bans and the griefing. And let's be honest, they want to see how many people are playing this game so they can go and say, hey, look, we've got X amount of concurrent players playing this game on the PlayStation Network. It's a numbers game to them, and I wish they would come out and just tell people what exactly is going on. But as of right now, they've been quiet. They haven't said anything, which is really bad, and it's making Arrowhead Studios look like the bad guy, and I don't agree with that. So definitely hit up PlayStation, get on them, and try and get them to make some sense of the situation, and maybe, they will reverse course. I don't see it happening, but with enough people yelling at them and screaming, and I don't mean yelling and screaming like, "Yo, you're stupid, don't do this." Be constructive. Say, look, this is hurting us. I played the game for X amount of hours. I can't play this game anymore because of these restrictions put in place because you don't have PlayStation Network in my country. What exactly am I supposed to do with this game that I will no longer be able to play anymore? Make it sound like they did something bad and make them feel bad. Make them understand that this is a bad decision and they need to reverse course. And hopefully, maybe with enough people hitting them up saying this is a bad move and them looking at Twitter and all the various sites that are covering this and all the YouTube videos that have come out and covering this, that they might go and realize that this was not the best choice and maybe they should force this on people because they're going to do it regardless, but maybe they should force this on people after PlayStation Network is available in more regions. Because I know my buddy who lives in Australia was about to yell at me because I didn't understand the situation completely. And he was like, "I'm glad you understand the situation now because I was about to kick your butt because you didn't know what you were talking about." I hope the video was informational and that you understand now what exactly is happening. It's not just about accounts or being required to log into PlayStation Network. And if you have any more questions regarding this, leave a question below and I'll be happy to answer it. If you have a comment as well, drop the comment. I'll answer that as well. As always, if you like the video, do us a big favor, like the video, and maybe subscribe to our channel. Hopefully this issue gets resolved sooner than later, and if not, we'll be back talking about it again later on.